BBC Radio Leeds.
All right, there is so much more to the Olympics than just sport. There is a wealth of cultural activity going on as well, like the 12 Poets of 2012 poem, which Leeds poet Adam Lowe has contributed to. The National Lottery brought together 12 poets from around the country to create an athlete-inspired poem that will go on display at the Olympic Park. And Adam was one of the poets, and he's come in to tell us more about it. Morning, Adam.
Morning, how are you?
All right, one of 12 out of the country.
Yeah.
This is amazing. This is more than one in a million.
Yeah, it's pretty good. There were lots of us that entered, and obviously I got the honour of being chosen for Yorkshire, which was really great.
How did you know about it in the first place? Was it advertised, enter now, or what?
Yeah, it was. It was sort of advertised in online and in magazines and things like that.
And so, you've been writing poetry for a long time?
Yeah, I've been writing poetry for a long time. I've had a few little chapbooks of poetry out and a novella that came out, and you know, I've done lots in lots of writing, and I was already an ambassador for the Cultural Olympiad in Yorkshire anyway. So I've kind of always had this kind of Olympic connection for the last couple of years.
You entered with what? What did you have to submit?
We had to write 500 words on how poetry and sport were connected. So being a poet primarily, I went away and wrote a poem. Well, actually, I wrote about 5 poems and sort of sent those in. And then luckily I was chosen.
And roughly what were they saying, those poems?
Well, actually, back in the Olympics originally, they used to have poetry as an Olympic competition.
Really?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know that. And also
the Olympic poetry competition?
Basically, yeah. In ancient Greece and everything, alongside the sports, they also had
5 minutes, write a poem, go. And it was the best poem would get gold. Is that how it worked?
Kind of, yeah. They would, you know, they would come out and they would read their poems and then get
really?
Yeah. And also, you know, if you won a gold medal, for example, sometimes famous poets would write you a poem as another medal to sort of celebrate that.
Amazing. So you wrote, did you capture that in your poems that you submitted?
Yeah, that's very much what I looked at, was the idea of giving someone a poem as a medal. But also I think there's sort of a great poetry in the way that the body moves and in the kind of discipline and rhythm of movement and things. That all really is something that's very appealing to a poet, I think.
It's really fascinating. So you found out how that you were one of 12.